Today, Microsoft is releasing Windows 8, a new operating system for computers and phones, along with Surface, a tablet computer that's Microsoft's first foray into hardware. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer says that Windows 8 is the catalyst for a new era at Microsoft. David Pogue, personal tech columnist for The New York Times, calls it the biggest week for Microsoft in 37 years. David Pogue joins us. Thanks for taking the time, David.
My pleasure.
So why is this such a big deal for Microsoft?
Well, PC sales are slowing down. The PC is not the center of our digital lives anymore. It's all about mobile gadgets, tablets, phones. And Microsoft saw that writing on the wall and decided it had better do something radical and dramatic. So it came up with Windows 8, which is both a desktop regular PC operating system and a totally different, visually different, operationally different touchscreen operating system superimposed in one.
So how can they both be Windows 8, if it's, as you write, there are two versions of Windows and two varieties of each version.
Oh, my gosh. This is like reading the 1040 tax form in Swahili. It is incredibly complicated. It would be great if Microsoft would have done this beautiful touchscreen operating system that it developed, which it doesn't have a name for, by the way. It refers to it as Windows 8, even though it's only half of Windows 8, don't ask me. It would be great if it had left those for the touchscreen devices and then called Windows 8 the new version of Windows 7, which is pretty much unchanged, a few nice new features, and let that run on the mouse and keyboard computers. But instead, Microsoft has merged them into one, and it's impossible to live in just one of these two environments. You have to switch back and forth for certain functions. I think people are going to be pretty stymied.
Well, there's some confusion then about Windows 8 and Windows Almost 8, but you have had a chance to play around with them a little bit. What are some of the things that you like about them?
Well, if you have a touchscreen device, if you have a tablet, this thing that I call Tile World, because it doesn't have a name, is really great. I mean, it's beautiful, it's fast, it's fluid, it's attractive. The start screen, as they call it, rather than a start menu, is composed of tiles rather than buttons that represent your apps. Each button does represent an app, but it's also conveying information, like the latest email or your next appointment or today's weather. And all of these apps fill the screen. There's no menus or complicated dialog boxes. For touchscreen devices, it's heaven.
And what do you think is the worst thing about this? You've alluded to the confusion about these versions and these different varieties. What about it don't you like?
Well, I mean, that's it. It's two operating systems to learn instead of one. And by the way, I hate to fry your brain, but even though there are these two operating systems within Windows 8, there are also two new versions of Windows. There's Windows 8 and there's Windows RT. And the Tile World I mentioned runs an all-new kind of software, so you have to buy all new programs of a new type. And there aren't very many of them. There's only about 3,500 of them so far, and a lot of the big ones are missing. But this new other Windows, called Windows RT, designed for lower-powered laptops and tablets, runs only this new kind of Tile World app, of which there are not very many. You cannot run Photoshop, Quicken, tax software on Windows RT. So it's very important to shop carefully so you know if you're getting a Windows RT device, which can run hardly any software, or a Windows 8 device, which can run both the old kind of program and the new kind of program.
David, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
David Pogue, you read him in the New York Times, where he's the personal tech columnist. A big week for Microsoft as they come out with all these new operating systems and their first hardware.